1 to 11.
And the first subsection of this Roman numeral 1 is to serve the Lord faithfully. And we show this by not being afraid of persecution. And we are preaching the pure and correct message. And we please God. So let us look at the first section.
忠心受主，他一个表现是不怕受逼迫。
One of the ways we show we are faithful is that we are not afraid of persecution.
看二章第一节,
Let's look at chapter 2,
弟兄们,
verse 1.
弟兄们，你们住己远小的，我们进到你们那里，并不是徒然。这里谈到保罗来到天主教这个地方，不是徒然。
Here Paul says, when he comes to this area in Thessalonica, it was not in vain.
这个徒然的意思是虚空或者是空手。
The meaning of being vain is empty.
我们可以解释成空手，不是空手去。
So we can also read this as they did not come to them empty-handed.
就是有带东西去了。
And that is that they come to them bringing things.
那带什么东西去呢？
So what did they bring?
我们看罗马书15章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
29节。
Verse 29.
罗马书的15章29节。
Romans 15:29. We know that Paul really wanted to go to the church in Rome.
这个在罗马书16章，一共16章里面提到了三次。
In the 16 chapters of Romans, Paul mentioned this wish 3 times.
他很想去罗马，结果没有去成。
He really wanted to go to the Roman church, but he never had the opportunity.
因为他去罗马两次都坐牢去的。
Because the 2 times he went to Rome was both in chains.
所以他没有去过罗马教会。
So he never had gone to the Roman church.
那这里他说，如果他去罗马教会要做什么呢？
And in this passage, he mentions what will he do if he goes there.
他说，必带着基督丰盛恩典而去。
He says that I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ.
就不空手去了。
That means he does not come empty-handed.
传道人假如有神同工,
if a preacher or minister has the guidance of God,
就会带着恩典去各地方,
then he will bring with him blessings.
这个恩典包括多方面,
this blessings is multifaceted.
比如说传扬神的话来造就信徒的信心,
one blessing is to preach the word of God so that you can edify the members' faith.
让信徒的灵性不断长进,
so that not only the believer's faith is growing,
让圣徒跟神的关系更密切、更正常,
the relationship between the saints and God will be even better.
因为跟神关系更正确、更密切，喊住人得到神越来越多的恩典。
And because we have a more correct and better relationship with God, very naturally we will receive more blessings.
传道人为信徒祷告会发生功效。
When a preacher prays for believers, it will be effective.
有的人有病得一治。
Some people receive healing of sickness.
有的人结婚很久没有孩子，祷告以后就怀孕就有孩子了。
Some people who have been married for a long time but are without children, after the preacher prays for them, they are with child.
这个我经验几次，有机会才见证。
And I have experienced this a few times. If I have the opportunity, I will also testify.
结婚好几年没有孩子。
There were some sisters who were without child for so many years, and they requested me to pray for them.
神也听了他们的祷告,
and so God also heard their prayers.
后来就有孩子,
and so later on they were pregnant with children.
有几处经验啊,
and so I had several experiences like this.
那保罗说他要去天主教会啊, 是带着神, 不是空手而去, 等于是说带恩典去了。
So when Paul tells the Thessalonians that he does not come to them empty-handed, he is saying that he is bringing with him blessings.
那再看到这个第二节啊,
Let's look at verse 2.
我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们啊。 保罗来天主教主前第一站就是菲律比。
Before Paul came to Thessalonica, he was at Philippi first.
那在菲律比受过逼迫。
And at Philippi, he was persecuted.
所以就逃到了天主教。
And so he had to flee to Thessalonica.
在天家建立了天教以后,
and after he established a church in Thessalonica,
又受逼迫,
he was again persecuted. Then he went to Berea and established a church there.
比利亚也受逼迫,
and he was still persecuted at Berea, and he fled to Athens.
然后到了哥林多,
eventually he went to Corinth
建立哥林多教会,
and established a church in Corinth.
保罗在腓立比受逼迫记在使徒16章19到24节。
The incident regarding when Paul was persecuted in Philippi is recorded in Acts chapter 16.
这个大概是第五柱旅行步道时候。
This is around the second time of his missionary trip.
也是他到欧洲的第一站。
It is also the first stop in Europe.
然后就到天人家到比利亚。
And then he went to Thessalonica and then Berea.
这个大约是在公元50年的时候。
This happened around AD 50.
那二节下面谈到了他放胆传闻给他们。
In the latter half of verse 2, Paul says that we were bold in our God to speak to you.
因为有逼迫，如果没有胆量，不敢传呢。
He says he was bold because there was persecution. Without boldness, he would be afraid to preach.
现在我们看到第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于误会，也不是用诡诈。这里谈到他的劝勉不是出于错误。Here,
Paul talks about his exhortation did not come from error.
也就传福音是传得很纯正的。That
means that when he preached the gospel, it was a very pure gospel.
保罗也对提摩太说，要按照正义分解真理的道。Paul
also taught Timothy that he must using the truth, discern between different doctrines.
我们看提摩太后书的第二章15节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
后书2章15节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
保罗对提摩太说，要在神面前努力做一个神喜悦无愧的工人。
Here, Paul tells Timothy to be diligent to present himself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed.
怎么样才能够做神喜悦，没有惭愧工人呢？
So how does he become a worker approved by God that has no shame?
下面说，按着正义分解真理的道。
He continues to say, rightly dividing the word of truth.
道理不要讲错了。That
means when you preach, you should not say the wrong
things. 如果道理传得纯正，就引导人到神那边。
If you preach the pure and correct gospel, you will lead people to God.
如果传错了，就没办法带人到神那边。
If you preach the wrong gospel, you cannot lead people to God.
所以保罗对提摩太说，神的道要按照正义真理，按照这个正义去分解。
That's why Paul tells Timothy he must rightly divide the word of truth.
为什么保罗能够这样告诉提摩太呢？
How can Paul tell this to Timothy? Because he believes that the gospel he gave to Timothy, he received from God. This is in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13.
14. 你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢守着。保罗说他所传给提摩太福音是纯正话语的规模。Here
Paul tells Timothy what he preached to him was a pattern of sound words.
好像工厂生了一个什么东西，它有一个模型。
Just like whenever a factory produces something, they have a model or a pattern that they need to follow.
按照模型所生产的东西规格都一样。
And all the things produced in a factory that were modeled after a set product, everything would be the same. The gospel that Paul preaches was received from God. And there is a lot of basis in the Old Testament. That's why in a lot of his letters, he would often say the scriptures say. And he would find the basis in the Old Testament, in the Bible. And because of this, he knows that this is the pure gospel. Because the gospel that he preached was revealed to him by Christ.
加上旧约的根据。
And there was also the bases in the Old Testament.
所以说这个就纯正话语的规模。
That's why he says this is a pattern of sound words.
要提摩太把这个纯正话语规模牢牢守住。
He wants Timothy to hold fast to this pattern of sound words.
如果牢牢守住这个规模，一代传下去。 教会不管经过多少年代都不会改变。
If he can hold fast to this pattern, then no matter how many generations these words are passed on, the church can hold on to the truth.
很可惜，到了第一世纪末，所有使徒都离世了。
But very unfortunately, at the end of the 4th century, all the apostles have passed away.
使徒里面活最久是约翰。
And the apostle that had lived the longest is John.
差不多公元九到七、九到八，他就离世。
He passed away around 97 or 98 AD.
使徒离世以后就进入教书代。
After the apostles had passed away, they entered into the age of the patriarchs.
就是第二世纪跟第三世纪。
And this is during the second and third century.
第一世纪就天主教的开始。
And during the fourth century was the Catholic Church.
所以从第二世纪开始就没有使徒的带领。
So starting from the fourth century, the church was no longer guided by the
apostles. 因为没有使徒带领，所以教会就越来越偏差，离开本来的这个纯正的道理。
Because the apostles were not guiding the church began to go astray and to leave this pattern of sound words.
虽然马丁的改教运动，
even though Martin Luther held a reformation,
他说天主教很多错误。
And he said that the Roman Catholic Church had many errors.
所以当时改教的宗旨就是说回归圣经。
So during that time for his Reformation, his main theme was to return to the Bible.
但实际上他并没有完全回归圣经。
But in fact, he did not return completely to the Bible.
因为天主错误的信仰，他还是有部分还是出手下来。
Because he still held partly onto the wrong teachings of the Roman Catholic Church.
因为他没有圣灵启示。
Because he did not have the Holy Spirit to reveal to him.
不是故意要传错福音，而是没有圣灵启示。 对圣经话没有完全了解，因此才有不同的这个信仰。
He did not preach the wrong gospel purposely, but because the Holy Spirit does not reveal to him the truth of the Bible, he does not know.
我们就跟他不同。
So we are different from him.
因为我们有圣灵的启示。
Because we have the Holy Spirit and his revelation.
为保罗蒙神启示，禁书三书九天。
When Paul Wei received the revelation from the Holy Spirit, he fasted and prayed for
39
days. And he received a lot of revelation. And he recorded these. And these are the 10 articles of faith and basic beliefs we have in our church today. The Jewish religion is a religion that is founded on revelation. Only because there is God's revelation is there the Old Testament. And the Old Testament has become the basis of the Jewish faith. The Christian religion is also a faith of revelation. Because only with the revelation of God is there the New Testament.
有新的圣经，新的时代的基督徒才有信仰的根据。
Only with the New Testament does the Christians have a basis of their faith.
所以犹太教、基督教都是启示的宗教。
So whether it is the Jewish faith or the Christian faith, they are both faiths of
revelation. 我们教会也就启示的宗教。
Our church is also a religion of revelation.
因为我们的开始就是圣灵降临，然后为保罗启示，得到神的很多的这个宝贵的话记录下来，成我们的今天的基本信仰。
Because our church also started by the descending of the Holy Spirit, and when Paul Wei received revelations, and he was able to record these.
当然，神的启示要看有没有跟圣经冲突。
Of course, when we receive revelation from God, we have to see that if it conflicts with the Bible.
神启示好多方法。
Because there are many ways that God can reveal things to us.
有的是直接听神的声音。
Sometimes there would be an audible voice.
有的是看异象。
Sometimes there would be visions.
有的做一梦。
Some people would dream dreams.
有的翻译方言。
Some people would interpret tongues.
比较普遍的启示，圣灵在里面的感动。
And some of the more common revelations would be the movement of the Holy Spirit.
不管是什么样的启示。
So no matter how we are revealed,
跟圣灵不能冲突。
No matter how these revelations come, they cannot conflict with the Bible.
因为圣经的判断是非的唯一标准。
Because the Bible is the only standard to discern between right and wrong.
我们现在所信的基本信仰是为保罗从启示得来的。
The basic beliefs we have today come from the revelations that Paul Wei had.
因为有圣经冲的根据，我们接受了。
But because they have a basis in the Bible, we can accept these.
但后来为保罗起诉，有些圣经没有根据的。
Later on, Paul Wei had some revelations that were did not have a biblical basis.
我们就不接受。
And because of that, we do not accept them.
他说三年后五年内基督再临。
During that time, he said that in 3 years, within 5 years, Christ will come again. So during that time, there were some members who sold all their possessions. Just as in the apostolic era, a lot of members also sold their possessions. Just as in the early days of the apostolic era, many members thought Christ would come again immediately.
耶稣明明讲过他在里没有人知道啊
Even though Jesus had said, no one will know when he will come again.
连人主也不知道，我们怎么可能知道呢？
Even the Son of Man does not know, how can we know?
所以这样启示更深的有冲突，我们就不接受。
So we see a revelation like this conflicts with the Bible, therefore we do not accept it.
他有个启示说要改姓耶。
Paul Wei also had another revelation where he is to change his last name into Ye, as in Jesus.
耶和华圣耶，耶利米圣耶，耶稣圣耶，我们要圣耶。
He says the name Jehovah starts with Ye, and Jeremiah is also Ye, and also Jesus is also Ye, therefore we should change our names to Ye.
为保罗变成耶保罗。
And so he changed his last name to Paul Ye.
张巴拿巴就耶巴拿巴。
And for another early worker called Barnabas changed. They all changed their last names to Ye. And he said that since we are all one family, we should have one last name. If indeed Jehovah, Jeremiah, and Jesus all begin with J-E, then does Paul, is Paul's surname starts with a P-A?
路加就姓路了。
Or Luke's name starts with the L-U.
这很奇怪啊。
And that would be a very strange logic.
不但没有神的根据，没有常数了。
Not only is this not, does this not have a biblical basis, this is also very illogical.
所以圣经没有根据启示，我们不接受。
So if a revelation does not have a basis in the Bible, we do not accept it.
因此我们不管在教里面有谁说有什么启示，我们要现出明辨。
So if anyone in the church says that they receive revelation, we have to use the Bible to discern.
圣经有根据的，我们才接受。
Only if something have a biblical basis, then we can accept.
台湾一个传道,
there was a pastor in Taiwan.
前线毕业没有多久,
after he, not long after he graduated from the
圣经还不如很熟悉,
he was still not very familiar with the Bible.
有一次跟别教的牧师谈道理,
one time he was talking with another pastor from another church.
那个牧师很惊讶，说你们的信仰跟一般基督教完全不同。
And this pastor from another denomination said to our pastor that your faith is very different from all the other Christians.
就问你们的信仰哪里来？
And so he asked this pastor, where did your faith come from?
他说从启示来啊。
And this pastor from our church responded, our faith comes from Revelation.
牧师告诉他。
And so this other pastor told him,
新旧约66卷就神给人全部的启示。
The 66 books of the Bible of the New and Old Testament are all the revelation that God has given men.
怎么可能还有别的启示呢?
How can there still be other types of revelation?
哇, 这个传道因为圣经不很熟悉，所以就没办法再回答。
But because this newly graduated pastor was not very familiar with the Bible, he did not know how to respond.
他就找我说，假如有人这么问，你怎么回答？
So he went to come find me and said, how should I respond?
我说很简单嘛。
And I said, it is very simple.
我们的启示不是66以外的启示啊。
The revelations we receive today are not revelations that are beside the 66 books of the Bible. These revelations are all revelations that come from the 66 books. Because since there are already 66 books, why does God still give us revelations? Because without God's revelation, we cannot understand the Bible. Let's turn to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24:45。路加24:45。耶稣传福音有三年。 Lord Jesus preached the gospel for 3 years.
门徒听了很多耶稣的话。
The disciples heard a lot of the teachings that Jesus taught.
大部分不明白。
But most of these teachings, they did not understand.
所以耶稣复活以后向他们显现。
So after Jesus resurrected from the dead, he appeared to them.
开他们的心窍,
and he opened their understanding.
给他们能够明白圣经,
so that they can comprehend the scriptures.
保罗说他传的福音书从耶稣起诉来,
Paul says that the gospel he preached was a revelation from Jesus Christ.
什么叫起诉呢?
What does it mean, revelation?
中文的翻译很好, 起就打开嘛, 书就显明嘛, 就一件东西, 用放在箱子里面盖上, 你看不到里面什么东西, 打开就显明, 公开答案了。
So the Chinese term for revelation just means, is also the same as the English, where revelation is like if we put a covering over a box and we remove the covering, then we reveal what is in the box.
看路加第二章,
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
32节,
verse
32. 路加二章32节,
Luke chapter 2, verse
32. 是照亮外邦人的光, 这里的这个照亮,言论跟启示同个字。
Here it says a light to bring revelation, and in the Chinese translation it says a light to shine.
在黑暗里面什么都看不见,
in the darkness we cannot see anything.
有亮光来就看得清楚,
only when there is light can we see clearly.
所以这个启示就是说圣灵的亮光,
so the revelation is the light of the Holy Spirit.
也可以说真理的亮光,
and we can also say it is the light of truth.
啊, 我们教有这个亮光啊,
our church has this light.
所以我们可以把圣灵讲得很正确,
and so we can talk about the Bible very correctly.
很多神的家没有这个亮光,
many theologians do not have this light.
虽然写了好多书,
even though they write many books,
但里面很多错误,
but there are many errors in their books.
圣经一本而已,
there is only one Bible.
正确单一个而已,
there is only one correct answer.
怎么有几千个教派?
How can there be so many thousands of denominations?
因为每个神的家都靠理智思考,
because every theologian only used their own reason.
靠人话去研究,
they use human methods to study the Bible. They do not have the Holy Spirit to
reveal
to them. So everyone have their own understanding. Because they have different understandings, so there are so many different denominations. And this is how denominations were formed. If everyone has the same understanding, how can there be so many denominations? During the apostolic era, there was only one church, because they all had the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So they will not divide or split into separate denominations because of a difference in opinion. In Acts chapter 15, there was a council of Jerusalem. Because they had differing opinions concerning circumcision, so they had a council. But very quickly, they resolved their differences. Because the Holy Spirit was working in them. So through their discussion, very quickly, they reached an agreement. Because everyone had the Holy Spirit to reveal to them, they had the same understanding. And the church will not be divided. For the 10-some years in the history of our church, because the Holy Spirit has given us revelation, so we can understand a lot of truth. Earlier, I talked about one of the more common ways that God reveals to us His truth is through the movement of the Holy Spirit.
我几十年来的经验,
from my tens of years of experience, I often have experience the movement of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes there would be a passage in the Bible that I do not understand. But when the Holy Spirit moves me, then very suddenly I will understand what that verse means. And when the Holy Spirit moves me like this, at the same time, I will think of a lot of other related Bible verses and I am able to connect the whole picture. And I'm able to record down all the Bible verses that come to my mind, and I can very systematically arrange it.
有系统以后,这个面扩大了,
and once I'm able to systematically arrange these verses,
也更深入了,
then I can look into a deeper
而且互相不冲突,
level. And I see that all the passages do not conflict 有一个清楚的条理, with one another. And there is a very clear
从头看到尾都很清楚,
so from the beginning to the end, I'm able to see the truth very clearly.
啊, 不但我应当很多传道有这样的经验,
and it's not just me. A lot of pastors also have this experience.
弟兄姐妹也有很多这个经验,
brothers and sisters also have this experience.
比方说有的弟兄在听到时候,
for example, in some places when people are listening to sermons,
他会联想到跟这个道有关的很多圣经根据,
very quickly they will think and remember a lot of other Bible passages that relate to this.
所以我们发现七月所有的传道在讲到弟兄姐妹，不是翻那些而已，他又联想别的圣经，再翻来做参考。
So a lot of times during service, we notice that when the pastors are giving a sermon, the brothers and sisters below are also flipping to different passages in the Bible that relate to the passages of. Pastor is talking about.
保罗因为得到神启示，所以他认为他所传的是纯正话语。
Because Paul has received revelation from God, he knows what he preaches is the pure doctrine.
他要提摩太坚持到底。
And he tells Timothy to hold fast.
我们今天领受也是从神启示来。
Today, what we received is also revelation from God.
所以我们要坚持到底。 So
we must also hold fast to the end.
再看这个提摩太前书第二章。
So let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
但神既然验证我们，把福音托我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那残我们心的神喜欢。这里提到，保罗说他被神验证了。Here
Paul talks about how they have been approved by God.
这个被神验证，有的翻译本翻成“试验合格”，就考出及格了。
And some translations translates being approved as in they were tested and to found have meet the standards.
神要用的人要经过很多考验。
For God to use someone, this person will go through many
这个考验过关了，神在用他。
And after they have passed these trials and tests, then God will use them.
摩西在40岁时候想保护他的同胞。
When Moses was 40 years old, he wanted to protect his people.
因为看见同胞被埃及人欺负。
Because he saw that his people were being mistreated by the Egyptians.
所以把埃及人杀掉。
So he killed an Egyptian.
但是神不用他。
But God did not want to use him.
因为脾气爆炸。
Because he had a temper problem.
这样凶的人，脾气不好的人， 如果选他当领袖， 那些以色列人很倒霉。
For a person who has such a bad temper, if he was a leader of the Israelites, then the Israelites would be very unfortunate.
他很快就把欺负他同胞埃及人杀掉，哇，这个干净利落。
And he was very quick and swift in killing the Egyptian that mistreated his fellow brethren.
以前的王宫人都是水武功啊。
And the people of the palace back then were all trained in fighting techniques.
保护自己。
So that they know how to protect themselves. So Moses probably also learned how to fight as well. So very quickly he was able to kill someone. But God did not want to use him. And God arranged him to be trained in the wilderness for 40 years. When he was 80 years old, then God used him. During these 40 years, Moses learned how to calm his temper.
所以民数记十二章三节说， 民数记十二章三节啊，
In Numbers chapter 12 verse 3 it says,
摩西为人极其谦和，胜过树上众人。
It notes how Moses was very humble, more than all the men who were on the face of the earth.
谦卑温柔，胜过树上众人。
He was very gentle and humble, more than any people on the earth.
就在旷野磨练出来的。
And this was something that was trained when he was in
the world.
Paul also received a lot of tests and trials from God. And so God was able to use
Paul.
And so he says, since we have been approved by God, since God has seen us as usable vessels, He has entrusted with us the gospel.
那他就照样讲，不是讨人喜欢，是讨神的喜欢。
So when he speaks, he does not try to please men, but God.
当传道很要紧，就是要讨神喜欢。
One very important point for pastors to know is that they have to please God.
因为这个是神把福音托给他。
Because God has entrusted the gospel to them.
神既然把福音托给他，他就要讨神喜欢了。
And since God has entrusted them with the gospel, they must seek the pleasure of God.
怎么样才算讨神喜欢呢？
So how do we please God?
他说照样讲。
He says, so we speak.
照样讲说照所领受启示去讲。
He says, so we speak, as in he speaks exactly what he has received.
保罗是法利赛人。
Paul was a Pharisee.
旧约圣经很熟悉。
He was very familiar with the Old Testament.
旧约里面有很多关于基督的预言。
In the Old Testament, there were many prophecies concerning Christ.
被主间的主权他看不懂。
But before he believed in Christ, he did not understand these.
被主见证诸后有生的启示，他越看越清楚。
But after he was chosen by Christ, the more he reads these passages, the more he understands.
所以就把他所了解，就与预言根据有关系的都写出来。
So he writes down all the things he knows about the Old Testament concerning the prophecies of Christ.
所以写信习惯常常讲，经常怎么讲，就是讲旧约圣经。
So in his letters, he often would say the scriptures say this, and he refers to the Old Testament.
不但保罗这样，其他门徒也一样。
Not only Paul, all the other disciples and
apostles,
and also Jesus.
他们习惯说经常怎么讲。
It is their custom to say that the scriptures say this.
就是在解释旧约圣经。
So they are interpreting the Old Testament.
所以我们要了解旧约圣经很多预言跟仪表跟灵异，最好就是新的多看几遍。
So if we want to know all the prophecies or all the symbols or the significance of things in the Old Testament, we really need to read the New Testament a few times.
你读新的每处圣经说经章怎么讲，你就用经文汇编辑找出旧约在哪里。
So every time we read the New Testament and it says the scriptures say this, then we can use a concordance or a tool to find where that passage is in the Old Testament.
因为那边就在解释旧约这个预言是什么意思啊。
Because whenever a passage in the New Testament that says the scripture says this, the New Testament passage is interpreting or explaining what the Old Testament says.
所以新的等于是旧约的注解了。
So we see that the New Testament is a commentary for the Old Testament.
因此我们新的多看几遍，然后常常跟旧约对照啊，你整个66卷就可以了解很多。
So if we can read the New Testament a couple of times and often compare with the Old Testament, then we can be very familiar with all 66 books of the Bible.
那怎么样才能够按照神所起初给他的一句传的正确呢？
So how can Paul preach what was given to him in the beginning?
第一个是不为利所诱惑，就是不要因为利益来改变你的这个传福音的内容。
First is that he is not affected by any personal benefits. And he does not change the gospel according to what he can receive from it.
也不要因为怕逼迫就不敢照样讲。
And also, he should not be afraid to speak just because of persecution.
在2章2节有提到逼迫的问题。
In chapter 2, verse 2, it talks about the problem of persecution.
逼迫保罗当时都是犹太人。
For the majority of people persecuting Paul at the time were Jews.
犹太人不是耶稣基督。
Because the Jews did not believe in Jesus Christ.
保罗传的是耶稣基督啊，是复活啊。
But what Paul was preaching was Jesus Christ and his resurrection.
这个跟犹太人的主张完全不同。
So this was very different from what the Jews believed.
所以就遇到逼迫。
And so he faced persecution.
他要讨神喜欢就不怕逼迫。
But because he wanted to please God, he was not afraid of persecution.
我照样讲，我不会因为怕逼迫就改变我福音的内容。
So he says, even so we speak, so even though there is persecution, he would not change the content of his gospel.
不但保罗这样, 当时的使徒们都有一样的精神。
And not only Paul, all the apostles during that time had the same spirit of mind.
我们看犹大书,
Let's turn to Jude.
第三节,
verse 3.
犹大书第三节,
Jude, number,
verse 3. 亲爱的弟兄啊, 我想尽心写信给你们, 论我们同得救恩的时候, 就不得不写信给你们, 劝你们, 要为从前一处叫圣徒的真道竭力争辩啊！这里说从前一处叫圣徒的真道，就主耶稣传给他们的。Here
in Jude it says that this was the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints, and this was delivered by Lord Jesus.
这个真道一处叫没有两处了。And
this truth, this faith, was only once delivered. It wasn't
delivered twice. 耶稣所传的是
And what it is saying is what Jesus has given them is the absolute truth.
任何人都不能加添，不能增，不能这个修改。
No man can change or add or subtract anything from
this
gospel.
那因为当时有人传异端，所以说要为这个依附教父圣的真道竭力争辩。
But because during that time there were people preaching heresies, so the author of Jude says to them to contend earnestly for the faith.
我们教几十年也是走这个路线呢。
And this is also the same path that our church has followed for the past some years. We have often contended earnestly for this truth that we have received. Because our faith is very different from most other denominations. And we insist upon our view. So a lot of other Christian denominations consider us as a cult. In the Presbyterian Church in Taiwan, they have three theological seminaries.
一个在台南，一个在台北。
One was in the south and one was in the north.
一个在花莲县礼堂旁边叫玉山神学院。
And there was also one near the city of Hualien.
几年前玉山神学院协同信来台湾总会的神学院。
And several years ago, this particular theological seminary wrote a letter to the Taiwan GA.
说他们要开神学讲座。
And they said that they were going to hold a seminar.
讨论主题是圣灵。
And the topic of the seminar was the Holy Spirit.
要怎么去参加。
And they requested our attendance.
总会就派我去参加。
And so the GA sent me to go.
他说要参加这个讲座，需要先把讲义寄给他们，印成一本书。
And they told us that in order to attend the seminar, we must first provide all the participants with a copy of our lecture notes.
所以我就讲义提早寄给他们。
So I sent my lecture notes to them ahead of time.
当天被邀请，我们以外还有两个教派。
And on the day of the seminar, it was not only our church, but also two other denominations that were invited.
一个是灵粮堂周神柱牧师。
Once was the fellowship church, and a pastor from the fellowship church.
我第一次见到他。
And it was my first time meeting this pastor.
他很有领导能力。
He had great leadership skills.
他刚刚到台北去接这个灵粮堂的时候，信徒没有多少。
Well, when he first went to the city of Taipei and took over the church,
现在谈各地有好多的教会。
There was only a few members, but by today there were many. There are many churches of this particular denomination.
他下面所带领牧师有十几个。
And he has several pastors under his pastorship.
他也写了几本书。
And he has also written several books.
早上是演讲。
In the morning, there is a sermon.
一个人讲半个钟头。
Or rather, a time for speech, and everyone gets 30 minutes.
讨论。
And then in the afternoon, we have a discussion.
然后礼堂很大,
and it was a very large chapel.
坐满人,
and it was filled with people.
有神学生,
there were theological
有牧师,
students. There were pastors.
有他们各地教会长老,
and there were elders from all different churches.
我一开头就自我介绍,
so in the beginning, I introduced myself.
我是台湾各基督教教派所公认的异端教派。
And I said that I am from the church which all other churches acknowledges as a cult.
就是长老，就今天教会。
And I come from the true Jesus
Church. 那我就是大家公认异端教派的长老。
And I introduced myself saying, I am the elder from the church which everyone considers as a cult.
什么叫异端呢？
So what is a heresy or a cult?
跟圣经真理冲突叫异端。
According anything that is a heresy and a cult is something that conflicts with the Bible.
跟圣经真理不 不同，跟我自己的主张不同。
But if something is only different from my own personal opinion,
但跟神不一定冲突。
And if this personal opinion may not conflict with the Bible,
那就异己，异己就跟我不同。
Then that is merely having a differing opinion.
跟我不同不一定是违背真理啊。
So those people who have a different opinion than mine don't necessarily go against the truth.
很多教会把异己当作异端了。
But many denominations treat differing opinions as heresies.
以自己做标准了。
They use themselves as a standard.
跟我不同就异端了。
And they say that whoever is different from myself is a heresy.
就把自己当作真理化身了。 我是真理的代言者。
So they consider themselves as the truth.
跟我不同就异端了。
So everyone who is different is a cult.
这个很危险的想法。
This is a very dangerous line of thinking.
好，我就告诉大家。
So I told everyone.
讲义分给你们了。
I already gave you my lecture notes.
是不是异端？你注意听。
Whether we are a cult, you have to listen carefully.
你打瞌睡，我讲异端你也不知道啊。
If you doze off, then you will not know whether I'm truly a cult.
哦，大家睁眼注意听啊！ 我有点在笑。
Opened their eyes widely, and some even chuckled.
我讲完以后，第二个就这个灵粮堂做牧师。
So after I finished my 30 minutes, this pastor from this other church came up to speak.
他说刚刚今天教会说大家公认的异端。
And this pastor came up and says, just now the True Jesus Church says everyone considers them as a cult.
那他把别人当了什么端呢？
So since they say everyone else considers them a cult, what do they consider everyone else?
我心里想，我今天遇到高手了。
So in my mind, I thought, I met a very skilled speaker
很会说话,
because he knows how to speak.
我就考虑怎么回答他问题。
So I was thinking, how should I respond to his question?
下午是讨论会。
So in the afternoon, we had a discussion.
我被摆在第一个演讲，第一个接受问题讨论回答。
So I was assigned as the first to speak and also the first to receive questions.
我说早上周末就问我们把别人当了什么端。
And so I said, this other pastor asked us in the morning, what do we consider other churches as?
我说我们从来没有说别的什么端。
And I said, we have never considered other churches as anything.
什么端不重要了。
Because it's not important what they are.
圣经讲教会是基督身体。
The Bible says that the church is the body of Christ.
基督身体要有什么条件。
To be the body of Christ, there must be three requirements.
有基督的灵,
it has the spirit of Christ.
会讲方言,
and so they must speak in tongues.
没有基督不属基督,
without the spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ.
基督身体传基督话,
and the body of Christ would also preach the words of Christ.
有圣灵根据,
that means everything they believe and preach are founded in the Bible.
基督身体要有基督能力,
also, the body of Christ must have the power of Christ.
就有神的奇数啊,
and so there must be miracles and signs.
我们做圣的都有,
and our church has all three of these.
我们属基督身体,
therefore, we are the body of Christ.
其他建筑教派,
for any other church,
假如基督身体应有条件都有,
if they meet these requirements of being the body of Christ,
他也是基督身体啊,
they are also the body of Christ.
他跟我们同一群不另一群啊,
and they are the same flock as us, not a different flock.
所以什么端不重要嘛,
so I say it doesn't matter what we think of you.
好,
so after this discussion,
这个周牧师主动来找我,
this Pastor Zhou came and found me.
他都相信有圣灵会讲方言。
And he says he believes that if we receive the Holy Spirit, we will speak with tongues. Because in their church, they also have people who speak with tongues. But he said, he admitted that he does not speak with tongues. So he is indirectly saying he does not have the Holy Spirit. But he does not directly admit that he does not have the Holy Spirit. He only says, I know that if I have the Holy Spirit, I will speak with tongues. And in our church, we have people who speak with tongues. But for myself, I cannot speak with tongues. So he didn't say outright that he did not have the Holy Spirit. Because he says there are many manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Even though I don't speak with tongues, I still have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And I still have different gifts. He probably has this type of thinking, and that's why he didn't say directly he does not have the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about the gospel with different churches, we shouldn't, at the very first sight, bring out the name True Jesus Church. Because if we mention the name True Jesus Church at the very beginning, we are closing a door for ourselves. And this other Christian will not want to speak with us. If they want to talk about different churches, we can tell them, let's not talk about different churches for now. Let's talk about what the Bible says. Because even Martin Luther said, we need to go back to the Bible. So it's not whether you or I think this way. But what is important is what the Bible says. So we have to bring them to the Bible first. Because all our basic beliefs have a foundation in the Bible. So we just have to flip to them these Bible verses. If they have no opinion to what the Bible says, then we can talk to them about the church. Because the conclusion is that this church is the... This church brings salvation. We have to...
为什么是读一读真教那个理由在前面。
We have to put the conclusion as the last thing we say.
所以先把理由搬出来才讲结论。
So first we talk about the reasons why this is the one true church of salvation, and then we bring the conclusion.
如果为什么是读真教理由没有讲，就先把结论叫搬出来，他吓坏了。
If we haven't talked about our reasons first, but we say our conclusion first, they might be startled.
他都不跟他们谈。
And they won't want to talk with us.
那保罗就是按照所起诉的，这个去传，不会改变，不会偷工减料。So
Paul was going to preach according to what has been entrusted to him, and he does not change anything
that he has received. 所以我们对我们的基本信仰要有信心。
So we must have faith in our basic beliefs.
我们要逃生喜欢，要坚持到底。
We have to hold fast and contend to the end to please God.
保罗这个传福音的精神的第二段就是尽心爱人。
And we see the second subsection of the spirit of Paul preaching the gospel is that they love people with all his heart.
看二章七节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 7.
主在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲如养自己的孩子。这里说保罗对待信徒好像母亲对婴孩。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, Paul says, he treats the members as a nursing mother gently cherishes her own children.
婴孩软弱又幼稚无知,
for infants and babies, they are very fragile. And
妈妈 很体贴，又用温柔心对待他。
And they don't know anything, but their mother is able to treat them very gently.
提起来教会建立差不多才有四个星期。
The church in Thessalonica has only been established for 4 weeks.
大家还属于这个初步的信仰。
Everyone was still in the beginning of their faith.
很多道理不了解。
They still don't understand a lot of the truth.
信心、灵性各方面都还没有成长。
Whether in terms of their spiritual life or their faith, they still needed much growth.
所以保罗把他当婴孩来照顾，用温柔的心来对待。
So Paul treated them as infants, and with a gentle heart, he took care of them.
我们看以赛亚书49章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 49,
15节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书49章15节。
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15.
妇人焉能忘记她出奶的孩子，不连续她所生的儿子，其后有忘记的，我却不忘记你。这里说，做母亲的不可能忘记她的婴孩。And
this passage says, those who are mothers will never forget their
children. 假如有忘记婴孩的母亲，我也不忘记以色列人。
And God says, even if there are mothers who forget their own infants and babies, God will never forget the Israelites.
这个是神对的以色列的态度。
So this is the attitude that God had towards the Israelites.
那保罗用母亲的心怀去对待当时的信徒。
And so Paul used the heart of a mother to treat the believers during that time.
那母亲对婴孩不但是关心，而且会各方面的体贴包容。
And a mother is not only caring for her own children, but she is also understanding.
主耶稣也有这样母亲的心态去体贴包容他的门徒的过失。
A mother is understanding and accepts her children, and Lord Jesus also had the same attitude.
看路加22章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
61节。
Verse 61.
路加22章61节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 61.
主转过来转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主耶稣所说的话：“今日鸡叫为先，你要三日不认我。”62节，他就出去痛哭。这边谈到耶稣被审问时候，
This talks about when Jesus was put on trial.
彼得三日不敢认主。
Peter denied Christ 3 times. And the prophecy of Lord Jesus was fulfilled, and the rooster crowed. And during this time, Lord Jesus turned around to look at Peter. And because Lord Jesus turned around and looked at Peter, Peter remembered that he had once vowed that he would never deny Jesus.
所以就出去痛哭。
And so he went out and wept bitterly.
眼睛会表达人里面的感情。
The eyes of a person encompass the feelings a person has.
生气的眼睛或是快乐的眼睛不一样。
The eyes of an angry person and the eyes of a very joyful person are different.
那时候耶稣眼睛是怎么样的眼睛呢？
During that time, what type of eyes did Jesus have?
应当不是生气的眼睛,
it was not a very angry eyes.
而是慈悲的眼睛,
it was probably very understanding and gentle eyes. Eyes that understand.
彼得你怎么这么软弱啊?
Eyes that said to Peter, Peter, why are you so weak?
你不是答应要跟我到底吗?
Didn't you say that you would follow me to the end?
为什么你竟然三日不敢认我?
Why did you deny me 3 times?
这好像母亲对儿女的态度。
So this is the same attitude a mother has towards her children.
有时候儿女不听话。
Sometimes our children are not obedient.
他不是故意。
But they do not do a purposely.
也不是不知道不应该这样。
And it's not that they don't know that they shouldn't do this.
因为同样事情他常常再犯。
Because they often make the same mistakes over and over again.
不应该这么做，在听母亲指出的教训呢。They
have already been punished by their mother and taught that they should not do this again and again.
他还要去做。
But they still and go do it.
不是故意。
So they don't do it purposely.
So 因为软弱
But they do it because they are weak.
彼得知道不应当背叛主啊。
So Peter knows that he cannot betray the Lord.
而且他决心要跟主到底啊。
And he even made a determination he will follow him to the end.
现在不敢认主。
But now he is afraid to.
不就存心背叛。
To admit he was with Jesus.
而是软弱。
He did not betray Jesus purposely.
有时候信徒的过患是因为软弱。
Sometimes the trespasses of a believer is because they are weak.
那主耶稣明白彼得是软弱的。
But Lord Jesus knows that Peter is weak.
所以彼得看到耶稣的眼神，晓得主的错了，就去痛哭。
So when Peter saw the Lord's eyes, he knows that he had done wrong, and he went and wept bitterly.
因为他晓得即使痛哭悔改，所以耶稣还是应了他。
Because he knows if he can repent immediately and weep bitterly, then Jesus might still forgive him.
啊，按照天主的历史讲，彼得后来为主舍命。
According to the Roman Catholic legend, later on Peter died a martyr.
啊，那这个，当时的天主教会因为是建立不久，所以有些道理他们可能还不是很清楚。
And because the church in Thessalonica was only recently established during this time, so they probably did not understand a lot of doctrines. And they still had some trespasses.
但保罗就好像母亲这样的体贴温柔的对待。
But Paul attended to them and was understanding to them as if a mother.
我们再看天主前书二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
二章八节上面那句话
Chapter 2, verse 8.
我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音传给你们，连自己的生命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所爱的啊，所疼爱的。因为保罗疼爱天主家人，所以就愿意把福音传给他们。
Because the Thessalonians was dear to Paul, so he was willing to preach the gospel to them.
那保罗所传的福音是什么样的福音呢？
So what is the gospel that Paul was preaching?
以弗所书六章十五节提到了和平的福音。
In Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about this is the gospel of peace.
二章十七节又提到了和平福音。
In chapter 2, verse 17, it says, this is also...
以弗所一章十六又提到得着福音。
This is also a gospel that...brings harmony. And then in chapter 1, verse 13, it mentions that this is the gospel of salvation.
差不多35年前,
Around 30 years ago,
我去马来西亚双年大年布道,
I went to Malaysia for evangelical service.
那一次有三个晚上布道,
During that time, there were three consecutive nights of evangelism.
第一天晚上我跟以弗所书六章十五节说平安的福音,
So on the first night, I talked aboutThe gospel of peace in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15.
第二天晚上，我都跟你以弗所二章十六节说和平福音。
And on the second night, I talked about the gospel that brings harmony in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17.
啊，马来西亚青年很多是说英文教育。
And the youth in Malaysia have received an English education.
啊，所以黑板题目要写中文还是写英文？
So whenever we wrote the topics of the sermons on the blackboard, we needed to write in Chinese
and also English. 翻成英文。
And all the sermons would also be interpreted into English.
那写题目的弟兄告诉我。
And so the brother who was writing the topics on the blackboard told me.
第一天的平安福音没有问题了。
He had no problem with the topic of the first night about the gospel of
peace. 第二天的和平福音，他说英文同一个字啊，跟以弗所六章跟这个二章这个平安和平英文同一个字啊。
But then he said the topic for the second night, the gospel that brings harmony, he says the term in English is the same. They are both peace.
他说那我题目怎么写啊？
And so he said, so how should I write this topic?
我说不但英文同个字了，英文同个字了。
And I told him, not only is it the same term in English, it's also the same term in the original text.
英文同一个字有两个含义。
In the original text, peace has two meanings.
有时候讲平安，有时候讲和平。
Sometimes it talks about having peace for the individual, and sometimes
看用在什么地方了。
Sometimes it talks about peace in the world.
以弗所六章那边说平安的福音当了鞋穿在脚上，平安的福音呢、啊、当了鞋穿在脚上。
And so when we talk about the gospel of peace, this is the peace that we wear on our as the sandals of our feet.
就是说平安随着你了。
That means our peace will go with us.
你走到那里, 平安跟着你,
wherever we walk to, the peace will follow us.
你也能够把平安带给别人,
so that we can bring this peace to other people.
那以弗所二章翻成和平才对了,
and in Ephesians chapter 2, in the Chinese translation, it talks about a peace of harmony or reconciliation.
人跟人和睦,
and that is a correct translation because Ephesians chapter 2 verse 17 is talking about obtaining peace by the gospel between man and God and also between people.
如果换成平安,
if they translate this as merely just peace in Chinese,
我跟神平安,
then it would be saying that I have peace with God.
神说你在讲什么?
But God would say, what are you talking about?
我跟神平安什么意思啊?
What does it mean that I have peace with God?
我借着福音我跟你平安?
Or that through the gospel I have peace with
很奇怪嘛?
You. In Chinese, this sounds very strange. But rather, in Chinese, we have to say, we reconciled with God, or we reconciled one another.
中文翻的和平福音对啊?
So that is why in the Chinese translation, they use different terms.
原文藏了一个字好多含义。
In the original text, oftentimes a term has different meanings. And to choose the exact term for translation, it means that the translator has to look at the context.
也要懂真理,
and they have to understand the truth.
假如忽略前的关系,又不懂真理,
if they do not look at the context of the passage and they do not understand the truth, then they might choose the wrong term to use.
啊, 因为我们所信的是和平福音,平安福音,得救福音,很宝贵啊。
And because the gospel we believe is a gospel that brings us peace and brings us peace between us and God, so, and also brings us salvation, it's very precious. And so even though Paul faces persecution, he preaches with joy. He is even willing to lay down his life.
看2章8节,
let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8.
不但愿意将神的福音传给你们, 连住的生命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的啊。当时有逼迫，
during that time there were persecutions.
传福音可能随时被杀。
If you preached the gospel, there was a likelihood you were going to be killed. So we see Paul said to them, he was not only willing to preach the gospel to them, he was willing to lay down their lives also.
这个是当时的这个保罗的传道精神。
So this was the spirit of preaching that Paul had during the time.
然后他又说像父亲对待儿女一样。
And then he says, he treats him as of a parent.
看2章11节。
Let's turn to verse 11.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带住的儿女一样。啊，这里又谈到了保罗对待他教会信徒，好像父亲对待儿女一样。
So here we see that Paul treated the members in the church as a father does his own children.
父亲对儿女就是说尽心教导。
For when a father takes care of his own children, he would use his best efforts to teach them.
如果儿女不听话,
so if his children are not obedient,
现追流泪劝诫,
they would exhort them with tears.
而且常常把儿女的, 生活情况或者其他信仰情况都挂在心上,
and they would often keep their children's situation in their own hearts.
好,
so we have gone over time.
好,
so let us pray in silence.